preachers and our two Nigerian brother come forward. And I think we're in for a blessed treat as Brother Walter is going to conduct a short interview with them so we can hear of some of the activities in Nigeria and some of their experiences I'm sure that they've shared with the brethren here through their travels through the States. So as they get settled, we'll turn this meeting over to Brother Walter.
We are very glad that this opportunity has been granted to us. We were very glad when we heard of the possibility of Brother Pius and Brother Moses coming to the country. And they had some difficulty in getting here, but they got here. And I think they arrived around May the 28th.
Is that right, Brother Moses?
Yeah. May the 28th. They had the opportunity to visit with some of the classes. Detroit was one of them. We enjoyed it very much. And so we thought it would be of interest to the brethren here to have Brother Moses and Brother Pius tell us a little bit about their ecclesia, about the brethren, their activities, and also their experiences while they were in this country. But first we're going to ask Brother Moses to tell us about your class, about the size of the class, how often do you meet, what do you study?
Thank you very much. Before I start to comment anything, I must first of all thank the Bible Students Committee for Africa. They that made it possible for us to be here in your midst. I think they have struggled so much to bring the good news and the truth to Nigeria, and also to bring us here to be in your midst. We couldn't have afforded it. And we are very happy to meet you. So I come from Lagos Ecclesia, Nigeria, in Africa. And my class, as you may know, Lagos has been a very big city. It's never easy to get people. We are 10 to 12 members in the class. And we have been studying the truth. You might even ask how I get the truth.
Yeah, that's
I think that should have been the first thing.
That's what I was going to ask you, Brother Moses. How did you get the truth?
Okay. Yeah.
I every time I see Brother Moses, I always ask him, where's Aaron? He never tells me.
But he forgot to ask me Miriam.
Oh, Miriam. Okay.
So, it was just one day I went to my cousin. I saw Dawn magazine on his table. I picked it up. I glanced over it. I begged him to leave the book for me for some time. He gave me the book, the magazine. I went through it. I was interested. And I decided to send my own copy by sending them my address to send my own copy to me direct. I think that started. But later 70s, I meet Brother Gilbert Rice and Brother Evans Richard. There we had some conversation, and I was directed a place where I could meet them for more discourse. I went to that place, and it was at the house of one man called Euni. Then we started to discuss on the Bible and on the truth. They brought up the chart of the ages. I started to illustrate it. So I took interest, really, very much interest. But before then, I was with Assemblies of God. And from around 78 to 79 to 80, I was still with Assemblies of God, digesting the word, or this the word of truth. I couldn't be able to pull away from the denomination which I was within. By 1981, I finally made the decision, when I was finding some difficulties to cooperate with them, through putting up many questions which I had been studying from the volume 1 which they gave me at that time. So when two cannot work together, I had to leave them finally in 81. By 82-83, I was thinking that I'm alone, but they were assuring me that they have some other brethren. By 82-83, I think Brother Evans Richard started to make a negotiation for us to come together. I think by 1983 we had the first convention at Ibadan, where Brother Jesus, you must have known him, he has a boy here in Sacramento, Kumi Ajise, his father. We met there first, and there we started to know that we are not alone. There I met Brother Pius for the first time. Then after that, we started to organize in our different areas a class. That's how we come to be about 10 to 12 in Lagos. And I stopped, so the next person.
Yes, I thought it would be also interesting for the friends to know that in talking with Brother Moses, that he had 9 children. His wife died this past year. And when they were leaving the Pentecostals, when their youngster died, they wouldn't provide for any kind of cemetery or service. And so, how did you bury your little boy?
Well, that is one of the experiences in this narrow way. When I was just coming to the truth, I had some disappointment. In 1982, I lost one of my kids, about 6 months old. So he died in the hospital. My wife was not with me at that time in the truth. He asked me to go and invite their pastor, Assemblies of God's pastor, where I was. I said, okay. I went there and invited the pastor. The pastor came to the hospital and said, the child is not dead. He said, he's going to revive the child. So my wife was happy. He started to pray with his 5 committees. They prayed and prayed until the doctor was much worried because of much noise. He came down and asked, who are these people making noise? The pastor came out that he wanted to revive the child. He said, this child, he said, they'll say okay. They started and prayed and prayed. There was no hope. One of them picked up a prophecy that the angel of God has come to wake the child, but I was obstructing the angel, because I left the Assemblies of God. And I asked the pastor, so who am I to stop God from doing his job? He said, well, that is what the prophecy has said. Then quickly I had to tell him that Jeremiah says, woe unto him that says, thus says the Lord, when the Lord has not spoken. They were cool. He said, now, do I want to tell them that I will not come back to Assemblies of God, or will I come back? I said, no way. So we have become too parallel line. We can't meet again. So you have been coming to me in my house, and I have been telling you what I have seen in the truth, and you never agree with me. I can't agree with you. Then I told him that no way to come back to Assemblies of God. He said, okay. I should look at the cup of my child and bury. I said, okay. They left me alone with my wife in the hospital. Okay, I had to look up and down. Luckily, it was just very close to where I was working. I ran there. I told our superior officer what happened. He said, okay. He sent three people to me to go and help me. So from there, we moved into the town, collect the receipt from the head of the town. They helped me to bury the child. So, having finished burying the child, I saw them coming to the graveside. He said, what have I done? They are coming to help me. I said, no, I finished everything. He said, okay. So I invited them to my home for light refreshment, as our tradition always be. And they did not come. So that was the first experience when I was just coming to the truth. And in all, really, I was very much threatened. I believe that what gave me such encouragement is what I learned within the short period I come in contact with the truth. Okay. So that was the first experience.
We're going to have some time for Brother Pius. Okay, thank you.
Well, now we're going to call on Brother Pius to give us some of his experiences and background, your class, and your studies, and etc. Whatever you think that would be of interest for the friends here to know.
Okay. I greet you all in the name of Jesus. My name is Pius Moni, as you know. I come from Wore class. Wore is in Delta State in Nigeria, West Africa. We are about 20 to 25 brethren in our class. Like I have mentioned 2 days ago, that I got the truth through Brother Richard Evans when I was with the Pentecostal church. And it happened that Richard with Brother Jesse came to Wore to visit Brother Jesse's uncle. And the man was our elder. So he invited Richard to come and speak to the church. It was there when Brother Richard displayed the chart of ages, started talking to the whole congregation. I picked interest on what he was telling us. So after the meeting, I went to him and he explained more to me. I remember they gave me volume 1. Then he made me to know that there's another brother in the city by name Egodo. We wrote each other, we met each other, we started studying. And from there on, we started receiving a Dawn magazine, which helped us a lot. Like I said 2 days ago, people were saying we are going to two-man church. So we continued until a point when the committee decided that it is not good for the brethren to be scattered here and there without knowing each other. So they arranged for a convention. Our first convention was in 1983. And we are about 11 in number. I remember that the brethren from here outnumbered the Nigerian brethren. So it was during that convention we got to know ourselves. From there on, we continue having our convention once every year. Later, we put it at 2 years. But apart from that, we have what we call mini convention. Each class will pick a date within the year and invite other classes. So we have about 4 conventions in a year. Thank you.
Well, Brother Pius, there are what? 3 or 4 classes in Nigeria. How many?
4.
Yeah. And there's one elder in each class, right?
Yes. But in Warri, we have two elders.
Oh, in Warri, you have two elders.
Yes.
Do you meet twice a week, once a week?
In our class, we meet twice a week, Sunday morning and Thursday evening.
Yes, and I think that Brother Moses, the brethren in his class, they live so far away and don't have the transportation, so you meet like twice a month. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah, twice a month. And how many brethren would there be?
Between 10 to 12 each time.
10 to 12. Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, you said that, like, for instance, when you study the first volume, you don't start from the beginning and go toward the end.
Really?
You study, pick up certain topics.
Exactly. That's how we study. We pick up topics. We don't go from one page to another.
And the reason for that is, though, is because everybody can't read, and so you have to sort of read and let the brother know.
That's exactly because not everybody can read and understand. So what we do is when the elder, like myself, I will go through to certain topic, then when we come to the class, we have to read, and I start to break it down in a language they can understand. So that's how we do. Not only in volume one, we also pick up some topics.
A letter?
Topics in volume six. Mm-hmm. So supplement volume one. We pick also directly from the Bible, some topics from the Bible, and also go through some magazines, such as booklets, mm-hmm. The Grace of God, the Coming of the Dead, and in fact, just when we want to talk about the resurrection, we pick. We don't go straight to end up with one volume.
Now, we don't have too much time left, but what I was interested, Brother Pius and Brother Moses, what could we do here in the United States to help the brethren in Nigeria, in spiritually? Or what could we do to help them?
Yeah, you have a lot to help us. I think if our brethren start helping us in terms of books, individually, it might complicate the whole issue. I am trying to suggest that if the brethren can channel their help through the committee,
yes, oh yes,
we shall be very happy.
Yes,
so that's one of the areas.
Yes, you might be interested knowing that just yesterday we've established a fund at the Dawn called the India Fund and the African Fund, and so classes or brethren that want to contribute towards this activity or this fund can do it that way, and then the Dawn would administer it through the different committees, through the India Fund and through the African Fund for the help, because they're aware of the needs of the brethren. Brother Pius, what would you think?
Yeah, in fact, the brethren have been trying, and we are suggesting that the radio broadcast they have been using on your station, but we said they should try and change to a Badon station, which most people can be able to get.
A change what?
The radio broadcast.
Oh,
the Dawn has been
broadcasting at Oyo radio station.
From the Dawn.
Oh.
So if they can go to a Badon radio station, more people will receive the message. Like Brother Moses said, already the Committee of Africa has established three centers in Nigeria: Warri, Lagos, and Ibadan, where they ship down study materials to us. So I think if they continue in that vein, it's going to help a lot. Another way is making us to know, maybe if there are some brethren that write from Nigeria to this way, they should try to let us know them, maybe by writing us back, then we can have contact with them. I think they have been trying anyway, because they have been sending us books, letters of encouragement, visiting us, holding convention with us. He had been doing a lot, and we appreciate that, and we thank you people for that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Also, Brother Pius, when you have your studies, do you study in English or do you study in your tribal language?
We study in English. However, like Brother Moses said, in our class, some elderly sisters, not all can read and write. But in Nigeria, we have what we call Pidgin English, which both literate and illiterate can communicate with. So sometimes we use that to explain what we are about saying. In a nutshell, we use English in our classes.
Thank you very much. I understand also that one of the things that you were supposed to take a benefit of as you went among the brethren here in the United States was not so much to speak to them, but to sit in their studies and see how they lead studies and how they study, that this would be very helpful. Have you found this to be very helpful?
Well, really, I found it. And again, found that they are more exposed to so many biblical literatures, which we are not so much. And this had made them, everybody here, I must confess that, more knowledge in the truth so much. So we have got a lot of experiences. To mention the two, the symposium you had here with Brother Hagen Sticker, and the one you had with them here too, the two symposiums, interest us much. And I think we shall have to encourage that. It's good to hear biblical understanding within the brethren, so that this one will bring his own idea, how he understands a certain thing. The other one will bring how he understands a certain thing. Then they come together and trash it out. Mm-hmm. So we very much appreciate that, than going back and having another thought. You bring it together, form a symposium, and they decide on it. Very interesting. It's an experience we have got here. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brother Myers.
Yeah, I will use this time to send the love of our class, because they asked me that anywhere we meet brethren, either 1, 2, or in group, we should send their love. And our other brethren, that is Nigerian brethren in general, those we meet, ask us to send their love. At the same time, I want to thank God, especially the brethren that arrange our visit. God bless them and be with them. Again, since we arrived in the States, the brethren have been so generous to us. They are so loving, caring for us, spending their time, taking us from place to place. We quite appreciate. I will leave you with a scripture. One, we should not forget our convention test, Jude 20. But my test is Philippians 4:7-8. Thank you and God bless you.
Well, thank you very much, brethren. We wish we had more time, but you still have the rest of the day, if you haven't met them, to bend their ear and learn about their experiences there. And I know we sent love yesterday, but I think I'd like to send special love to all of these four classes from this meeting. All in favor, would you please raise your hand?
So you have special love.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure we much appreciated getting to know these brethren from Africa and hearing how the Lord's word is working and acting in their lives and in the classes that they attend. Before we close, as our musical experts come up here, we have two short announcements to make. The first is that the book room is going to close at 2 o'clock. If this is the last chance before that 2 o'clock start to get to the book room. And we also wanted to announce that in their enthusiasm and zealousness to prepare for all the needs of the friends here, they have quite a few extra issues of the Dawn and some pamphlets and booklets that they would like you to come in and take for free, just so they don't have to carry them back home with them. So please make an effort to stop at the book table. The other announcement is concerning the tapes. If you ordered tapes for the convention, they will be available a half hour after the conclusion of tonight's service. So at this time, we will close this session, and we'll ask Brother Walter if he would close this meeting with prayer and also ask a blessing on our noon meal.
Loving Father, with grateful hearts, we come before Thee this time to thank Thee for this privilege we've had with Brother Pius and Brother Moses, to be able to get a feeling and an understanding of our brethren in Nigeria, and that we can enlarge the brethren in our midst. We thank Thee, Father, for Thy Spirit that is with them, that Thou hast blessed them with the knowledge of the plan Thou hast called them, and for the evidences that we recognize in our conversation with them. We especially would ask Thy blessing to be with them in the remainder of their trip here, and as they go home, that this has been an experience that could encourage them and help them in their service to the brethren and in letting their light shine. So we do ask a special blessing upon our brethren in Nigeria. Now, Father, we'd ask to be with us through the remainder of this convention, and we thank Thee for the way that Thou hast blessed us. We would invoke Thy blessing, Father, upon the temporal provisions, and we are grateful for them. Be with us in our fellowship time until we meet again. We ask it all, Father, in Jesus' dear name. Amen.